Joining us now on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline is our friend Justin Adams. You can follow him on Twitter at Justin Adams TV and, of course, at CBS4 in Denver. How's it going, Justin?
Doing very well. You know, it's a great day out here. We finally know what the schedule is. So that means I can stop following all these fake Twitter accounts, because that's exactly what pretty much all of us have been doing for like the last week. So it's probably good to see the schedule.
Yeah, obviously, when you're talking about the schedule release, I think to a certain extent it can be overblown, because we've known who the opponents are going to be for months now. And it's not like the NBA, where you might be playing four games in five nights, and then we look at the schedule and say, oh, well, that's going to be a tough game, because it's every week, no matter what. Mm-hmm. And so it matters in some regards less than it does in other sports. But at the same time, there are things to be gleaned from it. They get kind of a soft start, presumably, with Seattle and Houston. I'm going to guess there's value in that, knowing that you have not only Russell Wilson, who's probably not going to have a problem ramping up, but you have a new head coaching staff. There's a lot of new around the Broncos. Having the maybe a couple easier games first probably makes it a bit simpler for everyone to get their feet under them, right?
Well, it does, but it doesn't at the same time, because we saw even one of the most experienced quarterbacks in NFL history, Peyton Manning, when he went back to Indianapolis. He didn't have a terrible game, but we did see that he was clearly affected by going back and playing in Indianapolis, and the Broncos ended up losing that game, pretty close actually, in that one in 2013. In the same way, there's a lot of different things that really hit me when the first game is in Seattle. We know how loud that stadium will be, so that's one thing that you have to keep an eye on. And then how will Nathaniel Hackett, who is calling plays for the first time as a head coach, how will he be on the road in prime time with a very loud stadium where he has to go with maybe, you know, a silent count or different things like that? There's just so many different factors that are out there. And so hopefully, you know, Russell Wilson will be able to really lock in and focus in quickly and not throw it to any footballs to those crazy green jerseys that Seattle wears.
I mean, when you looked at the schedule and saw that the order, the bye week is basically right in the middle, as we know, following the trip to London. Is there anything that stood out as good, bad, or indifferent to you?
I thought it was good that the bye week is right in the middle for this team, because the second half of the season is just ridiculous. I mean, you take it on the Titans, who were, you know, the top seed in the AFC last year. And I understand, right, they lost, you know, A.J. Brown, their top wide receiver. But they're still were that team that was number one in the AFC for a reason. So you come back from your bye week, and that's the team that you play. Oh, by the way, then the next game you take on the Raiders. You should beat the Panthers. But then after that game against the Panthers, just saying these teams is just ridiculous, right? Ravens, you're at the Ravens. You're playing against Kansas City on Sunday Night Football, and you've lost 13 straight against that team. You take on a Cardinals team after that game that is – really good. They got it to the postseason, and you figure they'll be better this year or next year rather as well. Then you're playing on Christmas Day against the Rams. You're at Kansas City on New Year's Day. We know how terrible it is to play football in January in Kansas City. And then you're back at home. You don't know if you're playing Saturday or Sunday against the Chargers to wrap up the schedule. So they really do need to go and win as many games as possible in the first half of the schedule, because once you get to December, it's extremely tough for this team.
You know, when I looked at the schedule, and that there are seven national games, of course, you know, one is the Thursday night game. Every team gets it. But at the same time, five of the seven come in the first 8 weeks. And what that tells me is that the NFL's looking at the Broncos. They think they're going to be relevant. They're going to be a story. They think they're going to, you know, capture attention. But they're also not entirely convinced in the second half that they might be top-tier contenders. They wanted to make sure they got them on national television before anything perhaps went sideways. I thought that was the most interesting part of the schedule, is it looked so obvious that the league wanted to do that. They felt more confident in taking advantage of the Broncos' interest in the first half of the season, and much less in that second half. Of course, you just described the gauntlet they have to run.
You know, it's interesting. When you think about the second half of the schedule, and you look at all the tough games that they have, and you would figure – those would be the Sunday night football games. I get it, right? You have the Chiefs on December 11th, but you figure, wait, those will be all the nationally televised games. And then you look at first, and it's just like you said, the NFL is pretty much saying, like, look, we really don't know how this team would be. Like, we hear about the depth that they have. We hear about, you know, all they need is a quarterback. The reality is this is still, for the most part, the same roster, other than Russell Wilson, that didn't have anybody get to the Pro Bowl last year. So the NFL is looking at this team, and they understand that Russell Wilson is a story, and they want to take full advantage of it. Four of the four, six games are on national television. So for the Broncos, you have to find a way how to win those games on national TV, because it's extremely important, especially if you want to play in the playoffs this year.
We're talking to Justin Adams on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline, and the schedule itself is one thing. Of course, now you're still looking at the situations with ownership. Maybe that's going to resolve itself with people starting to visit the facility. Obviously, that doesn't matter much for the performance of the team in general, but getting that settled as soon as possible certainly helps if you're going into the season knowing that everything is already set up and good to go, right?
Mm-hmm. It really does. And, you know, we talked about it a little bit early. When you looked at last year, you talked about Teddy Bridgewater. He wasn't traded to the Broncos until 2 days before the draft. So the draft happened, what, a week, 2 weeks ago? So you think about that with all the things that have already happened when you have Russell Wilson. You made that decision about, what, a month after the season, a month or two after the season ended, to have that guy in your facility, to have that guy, you know, on your social media accounts making funny videos on the schedule release with Peyton Manning. Like, those are the small things that will add up in the end, especially when you're looking to get this offense going. We all understand about what happened with Jerry Jeudy, and we'll let the, you know, the court system take care of that. But it's very important that he is here right now getting things ready to roll with this team, so that once you walk into that stadium going against the Seattle Seahawks, you're flying on all cylinders, and you're not losing that game, because you don't want to start the season 0-1, then on a short week taking on a Houston Texans team, and now you're starting to play catch-up from there. So very important that the Broncos get off on the right start.
Justin, earlier this week, KJ Hamler said that the Broncos have the best receiving core in the league, hands down, and certainly in the division. Now, I know that you and I can have some issue with that, but over on DenverFan.com, I wrote a story and actually compiled a lot of the numbers. As it turns out, the Broncos, and I went with five deep on the wide receivers and two deep on the tight ends, as it stands today, and looked at their career numbers. The Broncos, as a unit there, with seven receiving guys, have 502 receptions, 7,071 yards, 34 touchdowns, and one Pro Bowl between them. On the Chiefs, Travis Kelce has more than that himself. On the Raiders, Devonta Adams has more than that himself. On the Chargers, Keenan Allen has more than that himself. Perhaps the Broncos' talent will eventually reveal itself and become one of the consistent groups in this league. But right now, a lot of that is projection, right?
It really is projection. And, you know, at some point, you know, people will go and say, look, the reason why you haven't heard of all these names is because of the quarterback situation that the Broncos have. And trust me, some of that is valid. But at the same time, you guys haven't shown it yet. Other than Cortland Sutton, who made a Pro Bowl, who has really showed it consistently that they could be that guy? You say Tim Patrick? Well, of course, Tim Patrick, a guy who doesn't drop a lot of footballs. He gets open, a really good possession receiver. But we're now looking at, when the spotlight is on you right now, we're not just expecting 50 catches. We're looking at 70 catches. We're looking at, you know, 6 to 7 touchdowns coming from a guy like Tim Patrick. KJ Hamler, you have one game where Drew Locke was the quarterback. You played against the Panthers where you did very well, right? You had a couple of touchdowns. Well, since then, you tore your ACL, but you also had injury problems with your hamstring too. So now you look at the Broncos and you're saying, okay, who is going to be that guy who is going to step up? I know we always say Cortland Sutton, but at some point it has to be the Jerry Judys of the world. It has to be other guys who will step up and be that player who will show up and show out, and hopefully that will happen with Russell Wilson at quarterback.
He is Justin Adams. You can follow him on Twitter at Justin Adams TV, and of course catch him over at CBS 4 Denver and everything he's putting together over there, both on air and in the digital space as well. Always good to talk to you, my friend. It's nice to get this schedule out. Now we can really start looking at the season in earnest. We have a couple mini camps, but then it feels like training camp isn't all of a sudden all that far away. Thanks a lot.
Hey, believe it or not, look, we're about, what, 3 months away from 3-4 months away from the start of the season. So it's literally right around a quarter. Sean, it's going to be a whole lot of fun this year, and I can't wait.
All right. Thanks, Justin. Appreciate it.